This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Animal Health and News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Susan Tellum, an RN and co-founder and executive director of American Tortoise Rescue in Malibu, California. American Tortoise Rescue is a 24-year-old nonprofit that is dedicated to the protection of turtles and tortoises worldwide. Susan, certainly a pleasure to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Well, thanks, Eric. I'm looking forward to talking with you today.
I am too, as well, especially on this topic. So this month, children will be enjoying another new edition of the extremely popular Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. That's a lot of kids seeing the movie who might demand that their parents buy them a live turtle. That certainly goes hand in hand there. So what's the problem with this?
Well, there's several problems that we've had in the past because this is, I think, the fifth iteration of the Ninja Turtle movies. It started in 1990 and has grown in popularity. This is a move from live action to now animation. But the problems are always the same. Every time a movie comes out, parents get bombarded with requests from their kids to buy live turtles. And the live turtles are, unfortunately, not only unhappy in their new homes because often they're put into tanks, but the turtles carry salmonella, and it is a very dangerous illness. So we're on a campaign to help parents understand that the better choice would be to buy live-action toys. There's a ton of things in the market right now. There are backpacks. There are movable turtles that are plastic or made out of other things. And so when you go online, you can find a ton of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle games and toys for kids that would really be a better choice than a live turtle.
Yeah, it seems like the parents are trying to please the children, taking it to another level and by purchasing the live turtles, which end up in tanks. Certainly a sad existence for the turtle, but obviously the bigger problem is salmonella. If you could just tell us more about that, that would be great.
Well, salmonella is a infection that can really end up in a number of places in a child or an adult. And we're most concerned about small children, elderly, and those with immune-suppressed illnesses, because those are the ones that are most likely to develop salmonella. Healthy adults tend to have a resistance to it, although almost anybody can get salmonella if they do not handle turtles correctly. So essentially it's from the feces of a turtle, and the turtle can carry it on their outer body. They can also put it into the water if you have a turtle in a tank with water swimming around. And obviously the water gets dirty and you have to change it. And so it is a primary way that people get salmonella. And with children, you know, they tend to put everything in their mouth. So once they touch a turtle, the hand goes right into the mouth. So it's an easily transmissible problem in young children that we try to avoid. And in fact, a baby, according to the LA County Health Department, developed salmonella meningitis, which was extremely serious, 9-month-old baby, because the father had handled a turtle and then picked up the baby without washing his hands. So it can be transmitted in a number of ways.
Yeah, turtles carrying salmonella, which can make a child and elderly and those who are immune suppressed very, very sick, and even can kill them. And I know you touched on that a little bit. Are there laws banning the sale of turtles because of this?
Yes. In fact, in 1994, because you might be too young, but I remember when little tiny turtles were being sold at you could purchase them at like Walgreens and places like that in little plastic containers with a plastic palm tree. And back then in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, these turtles were being sold all over the place because they're, you know, they're tiny, they're cute, people could buy them just about anywhere. Well, the salmonella problem really became a huge issue. And so in 1974, the federal government banned the sale of live turtles under 4 inches. So you cannot buy legally a turtle that's under 4 inches anywhere in the United States even now, because the problem of salmonella still exists. And unfortunately, we don't have enough enforcement, and those turtles, you can find them at mercados. They're being given away at state fairs as prizes when kids win, you know, some kind of a game at the state fair. I even had, when I first came to Malibu, there was a thing called a chili cook-off, which is a big family celebration every year, and the prizes were live baby turtles. And so I, of course, reported it right away to Fish and Game, and that was the end of that. But that's what parents, or that's what people can do. If they see these little tiny turtles, you should call a local animal shelter or your local Fish and Game. Doesn't matter where in the United States, they're illegal everywhere.
Today we are with Susan Telleman, RN and co-founder and executive director of American Tortoise Rescue in Malibu, California, here on eHealth Radio's Animal Health and News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Tell us, what are the symptoms of salmonella?
Well, typically it mimics the flu, and so people get nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, but the problem with salmonella is it's much more serious than the flu. And if you're a small child or an elderly person or a person with immune-suppressed illness, you can be so debilitated by the nausea and vomiting and diarrhea that you end up in the hospital, and a number of people die every year from salmonella because it is such a serious illness. So when there is a turtle, a live turtle in the household, and someone gets symptoms that appear to be the flu, it would be safe to have your feces tested to see if you have indeed salmonella, because there's different treatments for that than a mild case of the flu. And it is very dangerous, and as I mentioned earlier, that it can progress to meningitis, it can progress to death. And so it's not something to be taken lightly, and that is why we are adamantly asking parents to not buy live turtles for their children. The other problem, Eric, is the whole issue of turtles languishing in tanks. Talked about it briefly, but a turtle in a tank is like you or me living in a bathtub for the rest of our life. It's a pretty miserable existence. And once the turtle, parents buy a turtle for a child, what often happens is when the turtle doesn't fly and do tricks and stunts like a ninja turtle, the child becomes really bored with it almost instantaneously. So here you are, you got this live turtle, you spent $500, $600 on tank and apparatus for it, and trying to do the right thing, but then you end up, as a parent, taking care of the turtle yourself, and then you think to yourself, well, this is a pain in the neck because the water's dirty and I can get salmonella, so I think I'll just take the turtle and throw it into the local lake or a pond, or worse, some of those little tiny turtles get flushed down the toilet because that's the easiest thing to do to get rid of them. So as turtle protectors, that's a pretty horrible thing for us to hear. Plus, these are non-indigenous turtles in many states, and so when you throw it into a lake or a stream with the indigenous turtles, they can take over and basically kill off the indigenous turtles. So ecologically, it's a bad idea to do. So this is why we suggest that parents wait till their children are 13 or older before they invest in a turtle, and also have a proper habitat outside so that the animal can live in sort of a wild state, even though it's in your private pond.
Yeah, I was about to ask you what your recommendations for parents whose kids want to buy a turtle. It sounds like they need to be at least 13 years or older to even consider that. Am I hearing that correctly?
Yes, and you know that the even the 13-year-olds can get bored with a turtle. So what we normally do is suggest that a parent has a child that has always been interested in reptiles And there are a lot of kids like that, that are true reptile lovers, that in that case, once they're 13, they're probably going to make a good forever home for the turtle. Sometimes the kids go off to college and the parents end up having to take care of it, but in most cases, they're pretty good stewards if they've made it to 13 and still are begging for a turtle.
Well, Susan, if you would, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about the American Tortoise Rescue?
Yes, definitely. We are on the web at tortoise.com, and that's spelled TORTOISE.com. We are also on Facebook at American Tortoise Rescue, and we're on Twitter at Tortoise Rescue. I might also mention that we started World Turtle Day to celebrate turtles and tortoises around the world about 14 years ago, and it's been a huge success. We have people in Pakistan and Borneo and UK all following us on World Turtle Day, so we started a Facebook page called World Turtle Day, which you can also follow us there, and World Turtle Day is May 23rd every year, and we give away prizes and have lots of fun on Facebook. So it might be a fun thing for your listeners to sign up for now so they're ready for next year.
Very good. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or takeaway for the listeners on the topic?
Well, I think the best thing for people who are interested in turtles to do is to do your homework. A lot of people buy a turtle as an impulse buy because they're so darn cute. And we did the same thing when we first started many, many years ago because we didn't know any better. We started doing our homework and reading books, and we found out that turtles are in trouble all over the world. So if you want to have a turtle, don't buy one, adopt one. And we have a very strong adoption program. We also post on Facebook when we have a turtle come in that needs a new forever home. So I really ask your listeners to please adopt and don't buy a turtle.
Well, Susan, it certainly has been great to have had you, especially getting us up to speed on this very important topic. And thanks for joining us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
We've been speaking with Susan Telemann, RN and co-founder and executive director of American Tortoise Rescue in Malibu, California, a 24-year-old nonprofit that is dedicated to the protection of turtles and tortoises worldwide. And once again, the website of reference is tortoise.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Animal Health and News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.